in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the loneliest number. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. We're happy to have you here with us. I got my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What's up?
I've got the old school, the Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick's in the house. And even better yet, we have most of the shames here for you today.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And 50% have Eddie in the subtitles.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, nice. Doesn't matter how you slice it. That's a lot of music.
Sliced up. Wow.
Cut right to the chase.
Whole lot of punk rock.
Whole lot of punk rock.
And also,
in this room.
One half of One Ton Dooley.
We always have one half of one. That's a half ton dually.
There's always a half ton dually on this show.
Yeah. There was the one show where before the dually was even ever
a dually, it was a disassembled one ton dually.
We were here,
but no. Today we Back have. Shut up, you guys.
It was him.
That wasn't my bird.
That was nice.
Yeah, we're doing great. I just got some wonderful text messages
I'd like to read on the air from Diana. Riku, we've made watch Futurama from episode one because that first episode's actually kind of really important if you want to be a fan of the show. Yes,
absolutely.
It's also really important to make your kids.
They go back to watch cartoons. Yeah.
Fry gets on Frozen.
So Diana says. Bender just said, you suck. Riku followed it up with, you swallow, because she heard it at school from Heather. She has no idea of what it means.
What?
Heather does, though, huh?
Yeah!
That's a bird, right? A swallow?
Yes. The sucks and the swallows, they follow each other.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
My kid is so naive and innocent.
Wow.
It's awesome.
You know that joke took many years and to make with the recording of the sample and growing up with Riku on the show.
You really don't think she heard that here?
Full circle.
Oh, wow.
No, she really doesn't remember anything we make her do.
She's kind of deep, and she's really naive
and sweet and doesn't think creatively about gross things like that.
Rick can
said no one ever.
She could spell twat though.
Yeah, that's true.
T-W-A-T.
At a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
That's a bad word.
Join us next month for
for
the Christmas episode. We'll have more little kid PG antics, and it'll be great. Mm-hmm. Kids drinking coffee. Little girls having tea.
Lots of sugar on the airlines.
Okay, so are we gonna have the Riku? What do they call that? Like scoreboard where we check off different times, and if she cries in your time period, you win.
The crying pool. We're gonna have a crying pool,
and there's a penis at the end that you don't know about.
Hey! This is my 10-year-old daughter.
No.
There is no penis at the end of anything.
Okay.
except her There's living with me when she's 18 and gets knocked up, and he can pay for your shit from now, you little bit. That's different, though.
We'll call it the crying pool.
The crying pool.
It's a pool of tears.
And if Riku does, because at the end of it, if Riku does not cry, she wins, frankly, all the money we put up to it.
Yes. And she can spend it on candy. And so we're going to give her a lot of sugar and see how often she cries.
No.
Oh, and there'll be one spot for doesn't cry at all.
Candy's cheating.
Right. That pays out well.
If
she doesn't cry at all, you bet on that.
Like a soda, a hot chocolate, something like that. But you may not give her a hot chocolate with whipped cream with one of those cookie candy straws and like freaking a handful of gummy worms.
Are
you allowed to make her cry on purpose during your window of opportunity?
Right, we can't do that either, yeah.
You best giant, you Reese's best be careful whether or not your lovely daughter,
my daughter's tough as nails,
also like gets one. Entered into the crying pool here because okay. Candy affects a child that. Quickly.
I know.
And Uncle Uncle Rick is very clever at getting little girls to eat candy when their parents aren't watching.
Well, he made my daughter eat like half a Reese's cup last year, and she didn't cry. She was pretty tough.
And had a great
that was half a reason. Look, she was great, Rick yeah. gave Riku a Red Bull.
I lost a shoe.
Well, and she was like, "What do you mean you put it in a needle, Uncle Rick? It's okay, honey. Just
shut up and take the shot.
Just like it's fine.
It gives you wings. Shut up. We're gonna
Uncle Rick, does it really give you wings?
It's my podcast. I ask the questions.
Don't mess it up. What's wrong with mess?
So I think the show is typically 45 minutes long. So can we break it down into 9 5-minute sections, right?
Is there going to be nine, the recorded nine show? People involved?
And then we okay. you can buy okay. as many as you want for $5 each as to when Riku will cry.
All right, that does sound fair.
If she doesn't cry, she wins.
I will say
I'm betting on not crying too.
That I mean she's 10. I'm really always as a parent hoping she figures it out.
I always root for the underdog.
Let's put all the money in a pool and then the person that gets the most cry segments gets the whole pool.
I thought you could vote for her not to cry.
If she
is also a slot.
No. Okay. If Riku does not cry, she wins.
She wins all the money.
No. I think that's the only way to make this fair so it's not exploitative. If Riku does not cry, this
Wait,
makes
that's
it
totally ex-
What's no, it's goal.
No, this
bucks.
Makes it goal oriented. This is a
but,
teaching
but,
moment.
But we can't tell her. But we can't tell her yeah, there's we, a bet for money. Or maybe she won't.
Rory's gonna tell her. You know that.
You're goddamn like that. Right. I'm gonna tell her, yeah. and I'm gonna coach her along
oh, wait,
to not cry.
That's cheating, just like me giving her candy.
Yeah, no, Rory's got the never inside word.
Hey, I'm still gonna buy my own spot. I would like to win all of the money myself.
You're going
to
tell her that
But I am
be a
going
bet.
To tell her that there is a bet. I don't think she's going to make it.
well, if she knows there's a bet.
Legitimately, I don't
see
think...
how you're torn as a gambler and a father.
I think
that's cheating.
This dog will hunt.
You got to think about the other people if you're going to make this a legitimate game.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet on it.
What is wrong
I'm betting on her not crying.
What's wrong with her knowing about it?
No, you can't bet on her not crying. We're giving that to her.
What's wrong with her knowing about it? Makes it a challenge for her.
Because it makes the bet unfair.
Well, she doesn't. No, it doesn't. She has a goal. Like a greyhound has the fucking, you catch the rabbit, like a horse has, he stops hitting you in the ass and the midget gets off of you.
You know what would be fucked up is if she cried and you'd be like, well, I guess now you don't get $45, you dummy.
Well, that's gonna,
so if she doesn't even know about the bet, she'll never know she blew the money.
Right.
No, but that's gonna be part of it because she needs to learn to man up and fucking sometimes you get last place in Mario
sometimes
Kart.
Sometimes you could have bought yourself something nice for $45, but not this Christmas, lady.
No, we've been trying to impress on her the value of money because she just expects things to be paid for.
I will buy a ticket. I'll buy a couple slots.
Yeah, I'll give you
some money. Come to this rodeo.
I'll just go ahead and give Riku the money right now.
Come to this rodeo. This will be a fun challenge for Riku.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, she already knows that I want her to not cry on the fucking podcast because it's goddamn embarrassing.
And Uncle Rick wants her to cry.
Yes. She already knows that. That's the game. I'm Santa. Rick is crying. Krampus, okay? That's what's happening here, and Riku knows it.
Who the fuck is Krampus? Exactly, Riku.
He's the evil Santa.
Oh, evil Santa.
Yeah. Schwarze Peter. Krampus.
Schwarze Pete.
Black Peter.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah,
Schwarze
that's so
Pete,
too.
that's Netherlands. German, I believe, is more Schwarze Peter.
No.
Peter.
Krampus is a good movie.
Krampus. I haven't seen that movie, but I love Krampus.
You'll really like it.
Cool.
It's good.
What's it about?
His sleigh is pulled by like 8 razorback pigs with skin as black as coal. Awesome.
That does sound good.
I traveled to the future, and you know what I realized? That we're actually doing the Thanksgiving Day show today.
This is a Thanksgiving show.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, all of ye.
Yes, all you listeners, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're
all eating turkey at home, and we're talking about shit coming
you
up.
You guys are listening to this show and not with your families.
Later we'll have some fucking
You're goddamn right, you stupid whore.
Why would you bring me pie? What the fuck is wrong with you?
The goddamn pie. Now
I'm
going
to go
out of my house.
I'm going to go to Texas, and I am going to eat pie without comment. Okay.
I doubt it. Well, you're without comment, but with judgment.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. Are you really going to Texas?
Can't believe
I really am going to Texas.
No shit.
In terms of this show, I left for Texas yesterday or today, depending on whenever it gets posted, Wednesday of the week.
I think Rory hates more than pious people to give it to him.
Yeah, I don't know when this episode's going to actually get published.
Who gave it to him?
Oh, Rory, you're going to be behind on this. Well, and it'll be published earlier because it's not going to be a difficult show to mix.
All right, well, send it to me as fast as you can.
Fast as I can.
Speaking of which...
Yeah, no.
Can we just play some music? I think we've just bored the fuck out of everybody on the internet.
Why don't we introduce our guests?
Let's have a song.
It's hard to get a word in edgewise between the awesome sound bites and, you know, Rory. But
both of our
Rick goads me along as much as he goads Rico.
Mikey, how do you feel about Krampus?
I hate that time of the
month. That's what I'm talking about.
Anyways, go on. Your show.
That's a lovely Mikey, my beautiful wife. A Shame, a bass player.
That's why I'm in the Shames.
She's a subtitle now. And Penny, say hello.
Hello.
She's also a Shameless subtitle and Mikey's best friend.
And she's also... The bomb.
Hell yeah.
Welcome.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Each of the tracks we have to play has to do with a subject, so we have to talk about one of those subjects before we can play a track.
Hmm. What is one of the subjects?
One of the subjects is Eddie and the Subtitles coming back from Mary Anarchy.
Ooh. That sounds fucking rad.
First show in fucking forever. Did you guys know that the Subtitles that were not with Eddie in L.A. Mm-hmm. reformed and have a band?
I heard that.
Are they called the subtitles?
I think they're the Subtitles sans Eddie.
Really?
They're like, fuck you, Eddie. We're going to play without you.
Really?
And it's two of the original guys and two other guys.
Are you guys going to fight them?
They're somehow proud of that. Like they're.
I
want to
book
Eddie.
That show, a double feature. Like Battle of the Band style.
Eddie and the Subs, Eddie sans Subs.
Well, there's the Subtitles, but there's Eddie and the Subtitles, and that's you guys now. You and Spencer Benavides.
Is it?
That's who we should have on the show right now.
Fuck yeah.
Can we get him on the phone? Is that
Rory, can you call Spencer?
And
as a surprise.
And Eddie, of course, but...
will somebody tell me Spencer's phone number? Because I don't know it. I'm not... Does
he know he's going to get a phone call?
I'm not...
The girls are shaking their head. Nope.
I just thought that, like...
Yeah, see, that sounds like a bad idea.
Hey, we've got...
I feel bad.
You're making these two ladies.
I feel bad
like
we didn't invite him.
I'm just fucking with you.
We didn't know. We were actually going to do...
We can call him. I just don't have my phone right with me right now.
We were going to do a show about sleepwalking with Cam, but she couldn't make it. So. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, let's pull back the whole back of the curtain and tell the audience that, like...
Do not look... I'm sorry.
Hey,
nothing
you're not...
happening over here.
Did you know that that's not really turkey, but this is tofurkey? Doesn't it taste just as good?
Mm. Was that an ad we just did for tofurkey?
Yeah.
I think that's what just happened. And if you'd like to advertise on the Worst Little Podcast...
With your vegan wares. Mm-hmm. So Eddie and the Subtitles is not only playing Mary Anarchy, but this weekend they began recording the first half of their album that they're going to come out with next year.
Where did they record it?
Right here in this house.
Dogwater Dick being the president of the Eddie and the Subtitles fan club.
Fucking A. They recorded all this shit live this weekend, and we're going to replace the vocals. So these are the shitty vocals that Eddie did live that no one will ever hear except on this show. So it's a Worst Little Podcast exclusive that just happened yesterday.
What if he doesn't do them as good as he does them now?
Then we're going to keep the old ones.
All right.
So there's a slim chance that these would stay this way, but only this audience will ever fucking hear this shit. So that's kind of cool, right?
Lucky
kinda cool?
You guys.
Fucking A. And what else? So do you guys want to hear Dave Dacron? Penny, Mikey, anybody?
I would love to. Actually, yeah.
Who
Thank
is
you.
Dave Dacron?
Good question, Nick. I love how you move the show forward like that. So Dave Dacron is a song that they did way back in the fucking day, and you can look check that out on Spotify, the original version, and this is the version with the new subtitles that Eddie's playing with. But Dave Dacron is a guy back in the day who died because his car had no brakes and he was a poor punk rock kid and he just drove around with no brakes. And then he was going down a fucking hill and couldn't stop and got fucking Kyler'd in his car.
What a dickhead. Wow.
Right. And so in the song when he says the only brakes you had were bad brakes, it's like, or the only brakes you got were bad brakes.
Wow.
It's like a double entendre because he died because of not having fucking brakes.
That's like almost damn triple entendre.
So this is Eddie and the new subtitles. You guys ready?
Ready.
Here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Brevity is the soul of punk rock.
Hell yeah.
Indeed. Poor guy.
How long is the Eddie and the Subtitles CD going to be? Is it going to be like a million short punk rock songs?
I really hope so. And right now we got six down, but we have to redo the vocals on most of them. We're going to keep all the live raw sound of them all playing in the same big room together.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so it's all fucked. So we're going to leave that a little bit fucked up and then redo all the vocals probably.
I love that
what
song.
What the plan is. So, and the original one is way more like keyboardy 80s kind of fucking, so we wanted to rock it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Rocking it up like we're doing crack.
Dude, that's punk rock. That.
Fuck yeah.
You guys now is the great on it.
Is the
Mikey
original on
Thank
that
you.
Remastered Eddie and the Subtitles CD that came out?
Exactly, which is available on Spotify and Amazon and everywhere. So if you just search Dave Dacron on that and also YouTube, but if you play it on YouTube and you play the one that's got the giant headstone as the picture, that's the remastered one that Eddie gets credit for you playing. And if you play the one that just has like the Eddie and the Subtitles album cover, then that's somebody else put it up. There's some company that's been like that posted his shit.
That's good to know.
So
yeah
the one with the
official
headstone on it that Felix did, that's the real one. That's the official one.
Does it say official?
It should. I don't think
yes,
it does.
Yes, it should.
But it's
got a headstone. It's like blue and black and gray or purple
and it's from the album The Full Horror. Eddie and the Subtitles, and it's all the shit that they released before.
Rad.
Yeah, and you know, once we're closer to that album being done, it would be great to have us like all on here.
That would be great.
We're gonna
get
do
more
that.
Into that. Yeah,
oh, yeah. It'd be Spencer. Good to talk to Spencer and Eddie also.
Exactly, because they're a huge part of this.
Yeah, I was just saying,
50%.
And Eddie's been on people. The show before. Definitely been a part of a number of pre games on the podcast.
Right,
but I don't think
he's never talked on.
Have
the show.
We ever had Spencer on the show?
No.
I don't
no.
think we have.
Did we have Ghost Cathedral? Cathedral Ghost. I mean.
No.
I don't think so. No, we didn't. I think I talked to him
about
never
it, but
we
met
never
him.
Nailed it down.
Oh, shit, I thought we did.
Spencer's Spencer's
fucking really cool.
He's one of the old homies from back when I first moved.
He's got a good collection of old Reno
town.
Music, as I did. Yeah. We've actually traded a few times.
He's got the ear of city council and helping plan skate parks across the city. Spencer's
Fuck.
A good dude.
No,
yeah,
dude, he's funny as shit.
Yes, really he is.
Man. He's talking about getting in a clothing drive together for people this winter. I mean, it's a cool dude.
That I met him doing Food Not Bomb shit. Yeah. Fucking A. Mm.
Spencer gives a fuck. And he's a good drummer. He's jamming out with you guys. How's it going? Do you like it, Mikey?
Yeah. It's so fun. It's a brand new thing to do. And it was kind of quick to get together and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So did you guys like get together and listen to all the old stuff and like get familiar with it?
Well, yeah, I think yeah. we all had done that separately. And then when we play at the loft together, and it's fun to, you know, just play. And it's just cool because yeah. we're in Reno. And it's
fun music.
Yeah, and you can look out the window and see, you know, outside.
Yeah, it's pretty here.
Well, I mean, like in the loft, it's just kind of neat to play music up there. It's different because you can be really loud and some people might complain or not, or some people might like it.
Yeah, at the artist loft, though, it's like that's they expect to hear
yeah.
live music happening. So we're all right over there like with that. It's from a certain time period, you know, and all kinds of music. I heard Kaiser Soze there before, and I've heard the Atomics there before. Music happens there.
It's cool when you can hear the horns coming out the other end of the building. By yeah, the mall is,
totally.
So. Yeah, so it's been really fun, and I think we're going to come in again and record some more. We were just getting the ones down that we knew already, you know. So.
And it's what, like it's four old tunes and one new one and one new cover, right? So far?
Yep.
It's a band that didn't exist for like 25 years or something, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I think they played their last shit in like 83 or 84.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Black cool. Flag is coming up. They're already.
I'm happy
like,
for Eddie to have such great people to play with and gets to play the music again.
Yeah, it sounds so good, you guys. Oh my God. Mikey comes home, we listen to it, and we're just like, oh my God. What did you do, babe? You're so good. All of it's so good. It's so. Even the mixing was perfect in my ears. Like, I'd never heard it before. I was like, this could be on like, you know, Rancid's fucking Pandora or something, you know?
Dude, it was that's so just, good. And it's just fucking what.
Or
and that,
any punk what rock you, band. You
what you
I
just
mean.
Heard on the show is fucking, that's just how everybody played it. We didn't fucking fuck around with anything.
It sounded like it was ready.
Right.
It was know. Just live and bam and done.
If it gets
and
even
that's
better,
what they took home the day of the
rad,
recording.
Dude.
Let's listen to Zombie Drug Killers then.
Ooh, you want to? Another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Zombie Drug Killers. It's even shorter.
Get the children, the ones with no future. I thought they were killers. A straight appellation, station deep water. The place is so wild.
Weird to have Mikey and Penny play and not sing.
Yeah.
They're just
how does
playing.
That feel? I mean, after years of being James singing and playing the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's not completely finished product yet, but we have been mulling over the idea of we're going to be building more on the vocal part of this project, so that's kind of why.
You can't shut her up. No, with don't. All due respect, I didn't mean like that. I meant like
he
you're
meant
all
him.
Like...
You can't shut him up.
No, you made it sound like you were going to be putting some backups on that shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. Like you guys would then be singing on top of it.
Well, maybe. Hopefully. Something. But it's kind of cool to just not be singing and be be looking over and recording and, or playing.
You guys shredded
and,
it.
And looking at each other and being able to just concentrate on playing and like the energy of it is different when you're singing rather than not singing, of course, but it's enjoyable either way, especially with her.
Well, and plus there's two guitar players, so it gives me more of a chance to solo, and man, it's so fantastic playing with like people that know what they're doing and yeah. And like they're, you know, he's a seasoned punk rocker, so is Spencer and Mikey, so I'm like, okay, I can handle this. I can play along, and we all yeah. are on the same
no,
page. It's easy, right? It's just
not as much fucking
it's
around.
It's not that hard. This yeah. isn't that technical. And no. That's what makes it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's punk.
Thank you.
Awesome, man. I thought and that last one was one of my favorites, dude. I love that.
And on the original, on the original song, I could never understand what the fuck he said. And now it's like I was able to turn the vocals up loud enough to hear what he fucking yeah. said.
And you had control of all of it. Right? You like, could make sure that
fuck
you understood
you, I'm
going to
hear what you say. Later, when yeah, we
Rick,
release it,
good.
I'll make it so you can't hear what he says, like the original.
The purist.
Because I want to
be
purist.
You better.
Right, right. You got to be, it's got to be shitty like
yeah.
that.
You want to take liberties, make people understand what he said.
Yeah, don't make it easy for him. You got to search that shit out and do the work, motherfucker.
Read the liner notes, man. Yeah.
When Eddie said that some of the new stuff that he's writing for the subtitles is a lot of it, one of the songs he kind of copied shit that the Shames were doing. So he was this is my chord progression that sounds like the Shames.
Well, it wasn't exactly copying. He actually did come up to us like back in August of 2015 and was like, you guys like really inspired me. I came to your show. So that's kind of like how we met him the first time officially, where he was at our show and then tried to recruit us, you know, to play with him. And he said, I hope you don't mind this song I wrote, like, you know, a year later when he was recording with you, Rick. And he was like, I hope you don't mind. I was inspired by that song, you know, a couple of your guys' songs, and I put this together. Well, he'll tell you all about that.
Yeah, should sue his fucking ass.
Yeah. As soon as he kicks you out of
that's
the band,
why he asked
just fucking
us, right?
Sue.
Yeah, okay.
Totally. What a dick. No. Fuck you, Eddie.
Fuck you, Eddie. And I say that with love.
No, that was the catchphrase. Fuck no, you,
I
Eddie.
I know.
So we that's how we mean it, as a catchphrase.
That's right.
Not really fuck you, Eddie. You can hang around. So.
Yeah, Eddie's cool.
Right.
Man, Eddie in the subtitles, dude. And Mikey and Penny are subtitles. And Spencer's a subtitle. That's fucking amazing, dude.
It's weird.
The new he's era lived in Reno for like 20 years, right?
Never
it is
and
fun
fucking
to play with all of them. It's different.
Yeah,
fun.
He was in LA back in the day. Probably got to play a lot of shows with some really awesome, seriously great
bands.
Yeah,
he tells some fun stories.
I bet there were some great stories from those days. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The Circle Jerks, Black Flag,
the Germs,
Germs,
Adolescence.
The Germs are rad.
Yes, like all those LA punkers, like. That's the thing. When you guys go play L.A.,
Blondie.
That's going to be fucking crazy,
the Go-Go's.
So yes. The Go-Go's are
goes on
he alluded
on.
To banging a Go-Go, so that's kind of crazy.
So Belinda Carlisle, did he put two fingers in first?
Know. You're going to have to ask him.
All right.
He should write a song about it.
No offense.
No pun intended.
Banging a go-go is just like funny syllables all in a row.
Banging a go-go?
I like it.
That sounds like a new club name. Hey, don't forget to catch your breakfast brunch, $9.99, the banging a go-go.
Banging a go-go.
Two bits.
Probably stories all over LA about banging a go-go.
Every unfertilized
that's how you get hemorrhoids.
Every unfertilized set of eggs comes with a 6-inch sausage. Bang a go-go.
And a free sample size bottle of Preparation H.
It's like a jingle. Bang a go-go. Something like, I don't know.
Don't forget and the glaze.
Ding. That's where you put the ding.
The ding. Do you have a ding on that thing?
I have a gong.
All right, that's
that
good
didn't
enough.
That didn't work for me.
A ding. A ding. How's this one? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a little offended.
How dare you?
You just sealed your fate.
That was just over your shoulder. It didn't even take off much hair.
Okay. It was related to banging a go-go.
Touche. I'll take
it
back.
Just saved your life.
Dig.
Give me a Mikey namaste on that one, too.
I think we need one.
Namaste?
Oh, there it is.
That was the I'm not sure namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Sexy.
Namaste. That's not me.
That's totally you.
Oh,
totally
God.
You. Sorry.
Wait,
that
you
was
don't
a new
have
one,
the...
Mike. Don't be hard on yourself.
Do I do a new one today?
You don't have
that
the.
Was Penny.
Nah, I'm gonna stay. The namaste. Remember?
Namaste.
You ready to go? Namaste.
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 Please be off. Get off the podcast. Namaste.
Namaste.
Please go.
You get off the podcast.
We almost had Darren Honor off on the podcast today.
That's too bad. We could just
would have been amazing.
Oh wow, that would really have changed everything.
Kind of livened it all up.
Yeah. Live from the bathroom, Darren Honor.
So, in lieu of Darren, how about we just ask questions to the air and I'll play random clips from YouTube?
Gosh, you guys, I gotta go.
Isn't that what we've been doing the whole time?
Kind of. Yeah, that's true.
And then you know that's. That's exactly what Jefferson had to say about everything that was going on.
George Jefferson?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was my Darren Honoroff impersonation.
Wheezy. Benson. Fucking
Darren. Darren. Darren.
And then moved on up. So, also in the how the Shames doing?
Are the Shames playing anytime soon?
Yeah, same night, right before Eddie and the Subtitles.
Holy shit.
What a coincidence.
Oh, my God. And then what's right after you guys?
Murder Rock.
Wait, motherfucker. Oh, wait, no. Dude, that's going to be like 3 hours of crazy.
I can't wait to see Murder Rock play.
No, it's going to be like 8 hours of crazy and then 12 right. hours of crazy. The
it's
next
gonna
day.
Be Jesus two days Christ. Of Mary Anarchy crazy.
It's gonna be 20 hours of crazy.
So that is in shit, man. That's in like 2 weeks.
So
weeks,
if you wanted
yeah.
to, though, you just wanted to go. If you could only find some small window of time, you could see Eddie and the Subtitles, The Shames, and Murder Rock as like a block.
Bang, that's bang. The headliner on
Damn,
Friday.
That sounds good.
That's the
when's One Time Dooley playing?
Right, just before that. Just before that.
Yeah, the dude, that's like, perfect. I think yeah. I know what I'm doing that night.
Yeah. I think Reno, We Have a Problem goes on before us.
Fuck
yeah.
Oh, we got to back it up. That's
yeah,
right.
And then
who's right before them?
There goes my plans.
Before the Dooley? What's before the Dooley?
No, what's before Reno, We Have a Problem?
You could go see One Ton Dooley and then go get something to eat and come back.
No, it's Vague Choir. And before them is the Grimtones because Michelle's going to probably
check out Vague Choir. They have a new album.
This is all people.
Yeah, Vague Choir has a new album, too.
Yeah, we just heard it. He was just here recently.
Check them out there.
We listened to it on previous podcasts.
That's all shit I desperately love. Fuck.
Yeah.
And then who's before that?
Dooley is before the Grimtones.
So what's the cause for?
And before Dave. Us is Travis's new
great.
Band, The Basement Tapes, who are really awesome garage punk.
Yeah.
Hey, who awesome. I just made
and
a movie with.
That's all
and
the same
Death
night?
Fire, fear, what is it? Death, Drought, Fear, Fire, I don't know.
That's all in the same night.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking rad?
Jeff Dunn, me, everybody.
Lil Mijo.
Be a lot of bad.
Oh, I love Lil Mijo.
Brad, when are they on?
Lil Mijo.
Lil Mijo's up at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's
so
how
get up early.
It starts
anyone.
At 4 o'clock. So.
Don't miss anyone.
It's ridiculous. Friday at 4 o'clock. Who's going to be there? Nobody, everybody's at work. But yeah, that's Marianne.
I'll be there because I took the day off work.
So many people.
Pack a dinner.
Because it's the day after my birthday.
It's a good day to take off if you can, if you have to work those hours. But
if you got to work those hours, then you need to find a new career, dickhead.
Whoa!
Hey, Nick.
Chewbacca for the ding. Give him a.
What's this benefit
hey, I'm just
about?
Kidding.
It's for Grateful
Good
Ted
question,
Zeppelin.
Penny. Yeah.
Grateful Ted Zeppelin.
Icon and fixture yes. in the Reno
open mic
and music community. He's a
Zefford boy.
He shows up to everybody's shows. He plays music. He's a really
he's a good dude. I seen him at the One Ton Dooley show just the other night.
Really nice old stoner that looks like Neil Young. But his name is Ted.
Wow.
And he loves Neil Young, and he plays Neil Young songs
he does.
At open mic. But he got.
He plays some originals too.
Yeah, over the 20 years we've known Ted, we've watched him.
Seriously, Teddy, and it has been 25 years. Teddy's been one of the guys who's always been a supporter of the scene. He's never been somebody much in the spotlight, but he's been a performer at Mary Anarchy's as an opener, I believe.
Yeah, he's played at Mary Anarchy's for other folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Ted's totally one of ours. So
the nice thing about Nick, never has like a show to benefit anybody who's a dickhead.
Yeah.
True, really, yes. I mean, you can trust whatever Mary Anarchy.
He's gotten the whatever money he's Mary Anarchy.
Well, no, the first year was. Well, no, the second or third to one was a benefit for Nick. So
no, it's the second one.
You had a benefit.
The second one. So that was a benefit for a dickhead.
No, Nick's a nice guy. That's not nice.
Well, okay, but look, we're still
Jesus
running
Christ,
13
sweet
shows
Christmas
for good people. So I'm in the ratio, man.
So Rory's never going to get one then, is what you're saying, Rory?
That's right. I don't need one.
For Ted's got a...
what Ted said.
He's got conjunctivitis?
No.
He's got a diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis. Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
That shit'll fuck you up.
That's a parasite, isn't it?
It messes with your colon.
Yeah, you have a problem processing like seeds and nuts. It'll like eat away the lining of your guts.
Yeah,
sometimes
kind of
they have to like surgically remove your colon.
Surgery, yeah.
And
shit gets infected.
Ted deserves better than
a
that.
A lot of
too.
Medical bills.
He was laid up for a while, and he got skinnier. And if you know Ted, that's fucked up.
He's
already pretty bony.
Yeah,
he's like a buck 15 beforehand, and he's like 6 foot.
Yeah, it's like take 100 pounds off of Rory, and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck happened, man?
What's left?
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
and my friend suggested it. They're all, dude, we should do it for Ted, and I'm all, ding 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 for the win. You got it. Ted's the guy, so we're doing the winter ball for Ted.
Cool.
Was that you, Rory?
Thank you. Yeah. If you're going to say a friend suggested that was.
I didn't want to, you know.
C'est moi.
I wanted you to stay humble.
We're part of the
marriage. You got all the best ideas, man.
No, you always get to pick all the great people. This was my one humble offering.
That's the thing, is I actually don't. You know, like a lot of them are picked by people who come up to me and give me their idea, and I'm all. Yeah, let's go with that, unless it's already been done.
Right.
You know, that's how it goes. It's family, you know. And if you bring me family who's in trouble, then I'm like, okay, the next one that I can do, because a lot of the times they're already booked out.
That's what I was saying. The last two or three, I think
maybe even a year booked out.
I think I brought up Ted to you. It was around last Christmas, because that's when he was really going through a lot of it. But we already had Christmas and May already planned for the folks that we were doing. So
right.
It's good shit, man.
Yeah, we do it for our friends and family.
Yeah,
it's awesome, and I love it. And we won't stop.
Yeah, and the music. Even if it wasn't a benefit show, the music alone is worth going because it's fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, and if we didn't do it as a benefit, then it would probably be some big blowout palooza. But that's not what we're doing.
That's not what we're about.
We're all these people gave 25 minutes of their time. Plus the load in, load out time, you know.
Yep.
That's a lot for a band to do.
Fucking A.
And they're all gave to that person. So the people who come see them, they give their money. And plus, everybody loves each other.
And that lineup we were talking about the Friday night, that's just one night of two badass nights of rad music.
Yeah. And I figured it out the other day. What are they whispering about?
They've been whispering on a lot of
we're
things.
Planning,
I was
we're making plans. We're
probably
making
about
plans
what
for when
they get out of here.
For when we have a chance to talk, we're trying to decide how to sound
game
smart.
That's the reason. That's the reason we're going on and on is so we give you guys a chance to get your shit together.
You know, I thought we were on a roll, but I didn't know that the microphones weren't on then. And now I keep saying stupid shit.
It's all right. What'd you come up with, anyhow?
Yeah.
Well,
so what do you want to talk about that's not going to make you sound stupid?
Well, thanks, Rory. I've put a lot of time and energy into this, and I've got nothing.
There was supposed to be. Don't forget to give Nick credit.
No, I'm too afraid because if I put myself out there, then you know.
Oh, you'll be fine. Let's not. It's all everybody make Mikey feel.
But this is forever.
Okay,
it's on the
look,
internet.
What she's talking about is
no
that there's an auction.
This.
There's an art auction.
Oh, the art auction.
Raffle.
Oh, yeah.
that is associated with the benefit.
Are you heading that up this year, Mikey?
I'm giving it my best shot.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
She's looking for people to
put out the call
donate.
Right now.
Yeah. Putting out the call for artists and local businesses and musicians and anybody that wants to put something out there for their you know, fellow member of the community. And
to auction off.
To auction off, and then we can give whatever we...
And it's a silent auction, so you're not going to have that 45, 45.
There's, well, there's silent,
I would be happy to do that if any
raffle prizes.
Okay, Rory, thank you for volunteering.
To wait, what? Do the...
To be the hubbity-hubbity to be the bad buddy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll do the raffle on stage.
Yeah,
like,
if you ever
usual.
Need someone to talk ceaselessly, Rory is your guy.
I figured I would have to beg him to not do it.
Please don't talk ceaselessly.
I'm just fucking with you. Rory, I have to get you back so much more than this. You deserve way worse. I love you. You know I love you. But it's true. but I thank you for everything you do, because you're a really good MC, and I think it's awesome that you guys partner to, like, you know, be up there in the front together and get everybody excited and donate and raffle, and like the raffles are also fun too, because we have people donating for those prizes. Then there's also the silent auction, which is fun because you can put your name down and kind of fight with each other for who gets what. So
now we've oftentimes almost had just overwhelming support from local businesses, local artists and creators who want to put their stuff out there to help raise the money for the cause that we're doing every year.
And a lot of people come back. They're the same people that donate all the time.
Even guitar lessons, dance lessons. Yep. That kind of stuff's welcome.
Goods and services.
Tattoos.
I mean,
tattoos.
Yeah.
Foot
music,
massage.
Record
movies.
Stores. Spectre.
Theater.
I mean, you know, just cool shit from your personal collection. I mean,
jars of honey.
Totally had. Yeah, we've had that too. Homemade stuff always goes really well.
I bid on the honey a lot of the time.
I hear that.
So good.
Knitted things.
How are the Raiders doing over there?
Knitted merkins.
You're up 27-20. It's about 2 minutes left.
Sweet. But
that's besides the point.
Sorry.
Oh, the Raiders are playing right now.
In the
You who are full of Thanksgiving turkey already know about this and don't care because you're watching another game.
Right. Yep. Okay. So, should we hear some more music and then maybe
mashed
do
potatoes.
A little bit of... Gameage?
Stuffing. I don't think we should do a quiz. We've given them a quiz repeatedly.
You guys, I came with material.
Yeah, Mikey's got stuff to talk about.
Should we do it?
No, we can't do music without talking about Mikey's material first. Because the song relates to that.
Oh, well, let's do a discussion about.
So, Mikey, why are you here?
You like the Raiders, Mikey?
No, I just came to say hi. I gotta go. Well, originally it was between the podcast about sleepwalking with a fellow interesting person that sleepwalks.
So, Mikey,
she may be sleepwalking right now.
She might be. She might be. But sometimes this happens to people, and you don't realize that, like, you know, it's kind of
freaky. It's kind of scary because I sleepwalk. Sometimes I'll just wake up on my couch and I went to bed in my bed. Be like, how the fuck did I get here? And who knows what I did between the two? I could have walked around the block.
Killed someone.
Yeah, I could have
sleepwalker.
Not very often, but I mean, it has happened. I did have, you know.
Now, was that after a lot of drinky or
no? Not necessarily.
Because I used to like drink a lot and wake up and naked places that I didn't know where I was.
No, these aren't blackout situations. These are just, these are just like
tell
typical
us those stories.
Yeah, Rick, what happened?
That happened a lot.
I was drinking. I will say I will just say for my part, he fell asleep on the living room floor.
A lot.
I helped him to bed. How his clothes came off. Well, what were you saying, Chewy?
I have slept walked. One time I slept drove. Drove all the way from Fresco's Pizza on Center Street to the El Dorado in a Volkswagen van and tried to drive through the front doors.
Whoa. Really?
Tell them how you went through the Italian Fest.
Yeah, it was during the Italian Festival. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're shooting me.
No, I'd been to a party in the neighborhood of Fresco.
Okay,
what happened,
drinking?
Dude? Like, did you get arrested? Or?
Yeah, I got arrested. Fuck.
Oh, damn. You got out of there?
Had you been drinking, no, Chewy?
I had been, yeah. But not that much. I mean, really. I mean, well, maybe a little bit too much. But it was maybe
you
midnight.
You know how
I
much you have to drink to black out.
He already
well,
had
I hadn't
sleeping
blacked
for
out.
A
this
while,
is the
so.
Deal. I was not... blackout drunk. I just felt I had been drunk. decided instead of driving home to my neighborhood, I would just sleep in my van and then woke up downtown in the El Dorado, doorway of the El Dorado, trying to get in the front doors with my Volkswagen.
Jesus.
With a security guard tapping on the window, and then quickly, and it was so late at night that there wasn't anybody on the street, but it could have been
except
way worse.
Police.
But they had the stage set up downtown for the Italian festival where they do the grape stomp and everything. And the security guard said I had come down the wrong direction, down a street, had weaved my way right in front of the stage, and then down the aisle between the two rows of seats in front of the aisle.
Holy
the stage,
shit.
And ended up in the front door.
Right past the people dancing the in front of the band.
Hey, but then my breath.
Oh, you mean those two people?
Like you drove through a crowd of people.
Yeah, I wasn't blacked out drunk. I woke up when the guy woke me up at the window, and my breathalyzer was below the legal limit. They took me in to take blood, and I was barely over. Like a thousandth of a percentage over the blood limit, so I did end up getting a DUI out of the deal. But it wasn't a situation where I was doing anything, but had fallen asleep and woke up there. So,
you think blackout drunk's like 1 point something?
But tells you how badass.
Yeah,
it was 0.10 back then because this was 20 years ago, and I was 0.09 on the breathalyzer.
I forget how
when
old
it was 0.1001. Or something like that, barely just a hair over.
And you weren't taking Ambien? You didn't Mickey yourself? You didn't roofie yourself by accident?
No.
Wow.
No, I wasn't. There was no Ambien. This was talking about 1996.
They had roofies back then, didn't they?
No, I was, I mean.
There was totally shit back then.
Could have been
Ludes. No, it wasn't. I feel like.
Say that again.
Ludes.
Pretty good driver, though.
Ludes.
Talking about a mile and a half I drove in a Volkswagen van. Asleep, pretty fucking awesome.
How old were
you
at
the time? Yeah, that's crazy.
22.
Yeah, okay, so.
I'm so glad you're not
I looked
gone.
Up some fun facts.
Okay.
And it's people between the ages of 3 and 18 that sleepwalk the most. And it's like
poltergeist.
Majorly cuts off after that point. So it's a trip because everything. Little babies are scary when they sleepwalk. Like they're just all, like, what are they doing? What do they want?
Whoa.
What are they walking around
they
for?
Probably get scared, too, when you wake them up.
Yeah. Or big babies.
Yeah.
Like you.
No, I was not.
Were you wearing a diaper in the Volkswagen?
No, I wasn't wearing a diaper. I was a grown man.
You know, now that you mention it, my mom said that I did that when I was like 8 or 9. And I watched a lot of TV back then because I was an introverted gay kid. And my mom's like, I was in the bathroom, right? I was in because I couldn't get friends because I was an introverted gay kid. But they
sleepwalking made you gay.
Yeah, that's how it happened. No. You start sleepwalking, and the next thing you know, you're sucking dudes' dicks, and it's just the way it works.
I was sleepwalking.
No, but wait.
Damn,
so,
but
my mom said
on?
I was in the bathroom, and she like got up, like, oh, Ricky's in the bathroom. I better go see what you know. And she was just waiting outside the bathroom, and I'm in there forever. And I'm finally she like knocks on the door and I open the door and I'm brushing my teeth and she looks at me and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Mom, AIM tastes great," because it was a commercial from the TV. Like I was doing a commercial.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
And we didn't even have AIM. It was like Aqua Fresh. So it's totally. She's like, "Okay, Rince, let's go back to bed, honey, because you're fucking sleepwalking." Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty scary.
Oh my God, I can imagine how annoyed your mom would have been too.
God, I got to work in the fucking casino tomorrow.
It tastes great. She's all
my fucking kids sleepwalking.
Go the fuck to bed.
He's probably gay.
He's clearly gay, and he likes AIM.
You're brushing your teeth though. That's good.
Yeah, my teeth have never been cleaner at that point. Wait a minute.
Rick didn't use AIM, and he is gay.
That's a very good point, Rory. Okay. So, Mikey, are you a sleepwalker?
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
No, not at all. I just came on here to talk about it. Just kidding.
I just find it fascinating.
No, yeah, I do.
So, all right.
Chewy
threw up kind of a rather insane story about sleep driving.
Boy, it does, but so I know it can happen.
No, they needed to put him in a cage he did his sleepwalking.
Subconscious mind.
Do you have any sort of wild, wacky, humorous story, or do you have something more poignant?
I have something like kind of random and
weird.
It'll just keep going on and on. Is that okay?
Yeah. Tell us about your sleepwalking experiences.
So, like one time my mom said that I was walking. I asked her this last night, like, do you know anything else that I've done? And I forgot. And she said that I was walking down the stairs and I fell down the stairs, and she was, like, freaked out and ran out. And I was like, I'm okay. I'm okay. And I was, like, at the bottom of the stairs. And I kind of remember that. But also, I sat down to do a puzzle once.
Were you any good at it? Did you have your eyes like, closed?
I'm curious. Like, yeah.
In a dark
room? I'm wondering if it's still interesting because everybody looked at their phones at the same time. But
no, I was dude, I didn't. No, I was no,
I was pulling up the soundboard so funny. I could make fun sound effects. For
no,
you.
But like one time I sat down to try to do a puzzle and they waited for a long time to see if I'd be good at it. Like one time I was really good. I finished that shit. But one time we were in LA and we were at Disneyland and I remember watching them lock the doors and I was thinking, don't watch it. And then I watched it and I tried to like go out the door and my mom had to stop me. But I also like earlier that night had been like pointing at them at their bed like you.
Whoa.
Like woke them up.
That is so dark.
Yeah,
like little kids like, pointing
yeah,
at the
you
bed.
You wake up and the kid's pointing at you. Yeah, yeah, that's creepy.
That's something
shit.
Out of like The Ring.
But the right? most embarrassing thing ever was that I peed on the cat house, and my boyfriend woke me up at the time, and he said, "What are you doing?"
You say, "Fuck that cat."
I woke up and
I'm sorry, cat house. You mean
you know like one of those little play cat house things?
Oh, not a whorehouse.
Yeah, because that's what that.
I was like 22. Hey, and I was at the whorehouse and I started peeing on it.
I was like, Mikey, this is a chapter.
And
you
and
I didn't
he
know
woke
about.
Me up and I was crying so hard, not because like I was embarrassed, but because I ruined my chance with all the hookers.
Oh, they don't care. You pay them enough money, they'll let you pee on their house.
I forgot about that at the time and I didn't have any money. But like but let's see, like just other random things would happen where I'd wake up in strange places, or I would also like wake up and I had eaten weird things. Like I cooked like some noodles one time and I lived by myself and that was scary because
shit.
I woke up and it was like burning and it smelled like burning and I had melted something to
damn.
The
damn
right
to the, to
yeah
the
so
thing.
That's
and
dangerous.
Then one time Penny like got serious with me because she's all you woke up in the middle of the night and I had like
she had placed you know like that mac and cheese that you get at KFC like in a styrofoam
uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay so check us out, I'm asleep, it's like maybe 3 a.m. in the middle of a week and so
you gotta work the next day and stuff
yep yeah. And I smell chemicals and like a burning chemical smell. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Crap, Mikey's cooking meth again.
Damn it, I hate when she does that.
I don't do that.
No, you know, like.
Always on Tuesday.
You know when you run your dishwasher and you get like a glass or something that melts? Mm-hmm. So it smelled like that. It was like melted
burning
plastic.
Burning plastic.
Right, so I thought, oh, something got in the dishwasher. So I went to the kitchen. And there was the mac and cheese styrofoam bowl in the coffee pot, like
oh my God, in
like
the hot
on.
Plate.
Like, yeah, all... on the hot plate of the coffee.
That's
pot.
Not meth. That's napalm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mix that with a little gasoline.
But then
never
I,
go away.
But then she was like, "This is serious. You, oh, you know, yeah. this
at
is
at that point were you back
me.
In bed?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yes, she was.
She got up and did that and went back to bed.
She had done that and gone back
that's
to bed.
That's so inconsiderate, Mikey.
Like getting her coffee ready for work or something. Maybe she thought
and that's
she
not
was...
enough for both of us.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, no, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, so is,
that
yeah,
been worse.
Has this caused yeah. any
so
problems
she,
for you?
Yeah. So that was the time where
this
I decided
is
that
problem.
I had to do something about it because I was drinking way too much. I was drinking a lot and I was sleepwalking and it was kind of getting out of hand. And then so I went to a
was that related?
A sleep doctor. Yeah, it's actually, you know, if you're prone to that, you should not be drinking a lot because you could, it'll make you.
Chewy's story kind of
but really,
supports that
yeah.
idea,
and also,
too.
A lot of people pee in the corners of kitchens all the time because they're drunk.
I used to drive home drunk.
And they think it's garbage, so don't tell me it's not common.
It was really
yeah.
a good, safe decision to not drive that night. And I
the
just
naked
yeah.
Rick
yeah.
stories yeah. are also good
but,
evidence.
Yeah, no,
but
and I just
go,
gotten up and peed in the corner of the room, too.
Well, no,
well I think it was in a glass.
I was like, Rick,
but listen.
When you would drink heavy,
people do some weird shit.
When you would drink heavy, you'd talk in your sleep more. Rick passing out in living room floor was always great because he'd get to this point where you could ask him questions.
Yeah. Oh, see?
And his responses wouldn't have anything to do with reality.
Yes.
They were just like,
I'm so surprised you guys are still friends. It's like after all these years. That's crazy.
Smart fire, go ahead and check out, make it dango.
Hey, Rick, when do you want to?
You're like, absolutely.
Hey, Rick, do you want to go to the lake tomorrow? No, I don't know if we'll be able to do it because you have to turn the L knobs and they're not working. I mean, like, just random as shit like that.
Okay, but here's what happens when you go to try to figure this out, right? You're like, okay, I have to, you know, reel it back and quit drinking. I have to, like, figure out what's wrong with my sleep patterns. And you go to the doctor and, you know, I got diagnosed with the REM sleep disorder, but it always made sense because I always had very, very vivid dreams and, like, kind of like I would wake up and just crazy shit always my whole
lucid
life.
Lucid dreams or just vivid dreams?
Yeah, what is REM sleep disorder? Because it sounds
it's when your brain it like can't shut off and you can just continue to like it's almost like
it's like your
worst nightmares, like, you know, or your like fantasies or whatever, they come true in your dreams and you never really get like any true rest. You know, it's just constantly you're busy in your head. But then they give you medication for that, right?
They get you some good delta wave.
That's not good
sleepy
either.
Sleepy time shit, they give you that.
No. Because you can't take sleep medication and go be a sleepwalker. Like, that's like doubling up.
Well, without any sleep medication, you fell down fucking stairs and didn't wake up.
Well, the whole thing is that you have to just reel back on in your personal life and not take medication. You have to, like, stop drinking so hard and then just not take the medication because it'll make you, like, flip out. But what the trippy part is that they can, like, make you like, they can figure out what's going on if they can do a sleep study, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
they have to wait for you to fall asleep.
There's no chance you're going to sleepwalk the time that you're paying for it that night.
Right.
So what do they, like, they make you just fall asleep naturally and they see what you do? That doesn't make that, like,
yeah, it's really
what's the
dumb.
Odds that that's going
to
happen?
So you just have to figure it out,
like,
on
that'll
your
be
own
$9,000.
Tell your stories therapeutically at a podcast.
That's cool. Oh, is it working? Are you going to sleepwalk anymore?
Well, Nick, have you ever punched Nick in your sleep?
Yeah.
Have you ever attacked Nick in your sleep?
No, that's the thing. Ever since me and Mikey been together, she rarely sleepwalks, dude.
Dude, so the cure for sleepwalking is to sleep with Nick.
That's right.
It's love.
Wow. It might be love. That's right, baby.
Fuck. So you don't have to have, like, little bells on strings.
How many times have you sleepwalked since we've been together?
Not a lot at all. Actually, I think only one time I woke up and I'm all, who put that in the microwave?
Really?
Yeah, just like
what was it? Like dog?
A cat?
No, it was something really. It was something kind of weird that you don't want to put in the microwave.
3.5 years.
Does it require batteries? And never mind.
No, but it's dangerous.
I have never caught you sleepwalking.
It's a grenade.
I can't tell you. It's in the police report. Just kidding.
Mikey hasn't really sleepwalked up.
It's a hand grenade. Shaker.
No, but it's serious, and you know you can't wake up a sleepwalker because they might become extremely violent or irrational.
Even
like
one that's a puss?
Because like it's on, like being woken up from
even
sleep.
Even one that's a puss, like on Step Brothers when he's on. Yeah.
Even somebody who you think you could beat up, you don't wake them up when they're sleepwalking?
They'll beat the shit out of you.
I doubt
it. Well, because it's like being woken up suddenly from a sleep, and you're going to react like, where the fuck is all
this? But did you know that there's also like people, this is not one of my things. Like, I would kind of wish it were, but it's like the sex one, where you like, people have those things when they...
I do that.
It's
sleep
like
fucking.
It's like a sexophobia. What is it called?
Sexomnia.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Sexomnia.
You wake up and you're like a fuck monster.
Yeah. Instead of insomnia,
you're still asleep.
Sexomnia.
I have that.
Yeah. Making me uncomfortable.
But I wake up from it and I'm all, holy shit, I'm fucking. This is awesome.
This is like the best dream ever. It was a dream come true.
That'd be a nice thing
fucking.
To wake up to.
I sleepwalk and then Nick finds me.
If you sleepwalk back into the bed and I chased you around the hall and went back in the bed, then maybe that's
true. Tethers me back to the sleep area. But anyways, so.
Okay, so was it a dildo in the microwave? I'm dying to know.
Okay, good.
It was.
Fleshlight.
It's like a wallet or something.
No, I can't say what I put in the microwave.
A knife?
Okay. Well, you know what? Okay, but the positive thing is that you did get inspired to write a song. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
No. It was like, it used to be a part of a living thing.
It was a dog dick?
Nope. I made
good
up
guess,
all that,
though.
I made up all that stuff,
guess.
You guys. I made up all that stuff. It was just like some weird entree that I like.
It was a used condom?
Why would they have a dog dick laying around?
Nope. I'm not sure.
But I'm really glad I brought it up so I could hear everything.
Mix half Mexican, it might be part of a dish.
So, hey,
it was strange. It was this bowl with this dried out goldfish in it.
I gave it the proper food.
Dog chorizo.
Rick, do you have the song?
Yeah, of course I do.
So, yeah, it's good that you were inspired to write that, you know? For the shames.
You gotta.
So thank you.
Get it done at night.
Unreleased Shames. I had no idea that was what that was about.
Very nice.
Fucking awesome.
And doing it at night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And measuring.
That was a cool tune.
You guys ever sleepwalk in the daytime?
Moon. Not yet.
We have to
try it out.
And if you do, wear gloves and goggles.
And boots.
And boots. And chaps.
And then probably coveralls, depending
assless
on where
you're at. Assless chaps.
Bring a flashlight, your rubbers, and a rubber.
Yep. That's right.
Dude, Carlos told me that we had sex a couple times when I was totally asleep and never woke up the whole time.
Damn.
Did you say weird shit, though?
Probably.
Did he say he liked it?
He didn't go into a lot of detail, and then he was like, and I would wake up. One time I woke up, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm trying to sleep. And he's like, sorry. And then he was like, you know, I've gotten away with a lot more than that when you were... And didn't wake up, and I was all, holy shit. I'm really fucking horny when I'm asleep. It's awful. And then when I wake up, I want to bone whoever's right next to me. And poor Dave would just like be smacking me like, no, I'm trying to sleep. Fuck off, Rick.
He goes, you have also gotten up and made food in your sleep.
Well, and when I was drinking
and
it was,
eating it.
But that I think that was like blackout stuff. Because I was
that was I when you're drinking you 15 blackout
to, that was 15 to 20 shots of whiskey time, and that was really awful. So
you're fucking sad, dude.
Your drunk your drunk food was typically your blackout food was typically pretty good though.
Oh yeah, I'm fucking blackout.
I remember
food gourmet.
Cody's blackout food too. Cody would barbecue some.
Cody's the best
blackout food.
Oh my god,
Cody's fucking blackout barbecue.
Let's barbecue.
Before he lived there, he'd just break in and like be pounding on the window at 4 in the morning. Get everybody up. We're going to barbecue.
I just went to Walmart and bought 20 pounds of meat.
I got to go to work, but fucking barbecue sounds good.
Okay, Cody. Come on, everybody. We have to get up and barbecue with Cody.
Right, and you better get up and barbecue with him before he starts getting real weird.
Right. That was kind of the thing. Like, well, if we just barbecue with him, he won't. Do something worse.
He's not going to let us sleep now.
He knows we're awake now.
And he knows where we live. Rough times. It's pretty awesome.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a happy and safe and wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. There's a lot of great show that's been happening. Tonight, if I do get this posted on Wednesday, you can go check out Acrylic at the Saint.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's the day before Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, let's see. On Thanksgiving, wow, I don't have a lot of advice.
It's Acrylic and Grace, right?
Yes, Acrylic and Grace.
Oh, Grace too?
That is correct. That.
Fucking rad.
Terry, Tiger Bunny is going to be having Sonic Mass at 40 Mile on the night of Thanksgiving, which could be kind of perfectly chill after having to deal with whatever you have to deal with on Thanksgiving.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
Nick, why is it always...
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Rick?
They deserve a good blowjob, you know.
And then the day after Thanksgiving, on Friday, Black Friday, the Saint.
What's up, Black Friday? What's up with that, Rick?
A couple black dudes in that shit,
Had a long conversation with a black man at work today. Is why isn't it called White Friday? Because all the white women go out and shop on it.
You put the headphones on, not true. Because, that's stereotyping. Like, they're saying all these things that you're saying for Black Friday.
What? The day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow.
Happy Black Friday, Nick.
Bunch of black people down there.
I love black people, dude.
Obviously.
And that shit, too.
All right. But what I was trying to say is
job, you know?
The day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, we will have both Hellbound Glory and the Electric.
That's
the
a badass
Saint.
Film.
Fuck.
That's the damn Thanksgiving.
There ain't no black news in
however,
that show.
However, counter that show at JubJubs is Sucka Punch and Viva Revenge. Oh, also,
that's fucking
a couple
a
black dudes
pretty
in that
stacked
shit.
Punk rock show.
I feel
there.
Like I got tricked into driving my family to Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man.
Fuck, I'm going to miss the show.
If you're in Vegas or Texas, show. Fuck you.
Saturday. Fall Silent is going to be playing at the Holland Project.
Did you mention Acrylic earlier?
Yes. I did. That's okay, the day before Thanksgiving.
Isn't that crazy? Acrylic, Fall Silent.
I could have
no, Mama's tripping.
I could have just said, no, we're not going to Vegas.
The lineup for Thanksgiving weekend is pretty insane, starting with Acrylic on Thursday, Sonic Mass on, excuse me, the Acrylic on Wednesday, Sonic Mass on Thursday, both Hellbound Glory and the Electric and Sucka Punch and Viva Revenge on Friday. And then on Saturday, we've got Fall Silent at Holland Project, as well as Professor Gall over at JubJubs. If you haven't caught Professor Gall, he's fantastic.
What is it?
He's this guy who plays a lot of music like banjos and boxes and sticks
shit.
And multiple like one man band kind of shit.
What if we could get Dan and Fall Silent to play together?
Joni Blindman will be playing on Saturday Friendly at the show. Jungle. Yeah.
Joni's fucking
so
rad.
There's a lot of great fucking
God
music
I'm gonna be
happening
out of town too. This sucks.
Over the Thanksgiving
Fuck.
Weekend, Reno. Get out and do some shit besides yelling at your family.
We
there's
love
also,
you, Reno.
I think there's also Black Friday at Recycled Records.
Oh, yeah. That is correct. Oh,
man. That Record Store Day, or?
You know what? They're going by themselves.
Isn't it Record Store Day coming up or some shit?
No, that happened in the summer.
Yeah, that's.
Oh. Is it just Black Friday at a record store, Black which Friday is good enough
record
too?
Record Store Day.
Yeah, they'll probably have
the line will be shorter. Going,
some special shit happening for that.
Yeah,
though.
Black
I bet
record
you, Spectre
store
Records.
I bet
too.
You Spectre's yeah. gonna run a Spectre special. Records. Go check them out.
Fuck yeah.
Go. Hey, really? For Black Friday, go to local fucking businesses. Those yeah. mom and pops will probably be open, hoping you come in to have some of the items they have for sale that nobody knows about. Go check them out. Spend your money on Reno fucking businesses.
Oh, yeah, Comic Kingdom. They got, like, pre-orders
oh, yeah, yeah,
for
yeah,
Love
totally.
Is Love, mm-hmm. that comic book that's going benefits LGBTQ.
Nice.
Love is Love comic book.
Go yep. out and buy
Spend
shit.
Spend your money locally.
I love
yes,
love.
Please do.
Love's the best.
And if you must get that giant television, fuck you. Spend your money locally.
No, if you need a TV, you can't really do that locally, so.
Like one of those big curved.
Kill
ones.
Your television.
Yeah, you have to get that at Costco or perhaps Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, capitalist whore!
Speaking of Amazon.
Or the local high-def TV shop.
The local garage sale, maybe?
If you do go get that high-def TV, you're going to want
yeah, actually, you know what?
Go
crack
to Amazon it. And purchase your, or pre-purchase your right. Nowhere Nevada DVD yeah. or Blu-ray, because that's coming out on December 13th, and you can pre-order yeah. right now on Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble.
Try to buy your...
fucking if you're in Australia, you can get it.
Get your TVs from a crackhead on Craigslist, I say.
Oh, shit.
And then steal a Roku from a bum who found it in a dumpster, and then stream Nowhere Nevada from Australia.
And then search the shames, and of yeah. course, Eddie
right.
has subtitles.
Yes.
Pirate all of our things.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is not only our
do we
podcast.
Have,
it's,
I gotta say, do we have any more music
nope.
For the show? All right,
nope. We don't.
What else do we got?
So you want to see my testicles?
No.
Let's just end it
wow.
early. This
what
I was
going to
say.
That was out
so,
of context.
Rather than looking at Chewie's testicles, I'm going to say for the better part of the shames and
Happy
any
Thanksgiving,
of the subtitles,
you motherfuckers.
Happy Thanksgiving.
For Chewbacca, for One Ton Dooley, for Nick Ramirez, for all of the interns who don't deserve names, Mr. Baker and Dogwater Dick, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, Happy Thanksgiving!
Jack off to him, please. What the hell? What did I say that?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I don't fancy making a fool of myself.
Dogwaterstudios.com.
There was a bit of unpleasantness, as a matter of fact.
Don't tell me I don't know what Vietnam is like.
The other really great one is wait, see, one's, oh, here's there's also
staring contest while you're jacking off.
That's gonna come in really handy.
Oh, that is gonna come in really handy.
Thanks for giving me that, Rick.
I went looking. Awesome. I picked out a new
Rick,
one for
are
Nick.
Are you still recording? Are you still recording?
Oh,
yes.
No.
But
keep yeah. recording.
Wait.
This is for the diehards.
This is some bonus hidden track.
I am thankful for Chewbacca and the things that fall out of his mouth.
Absolutely.
I am
just trying to keep it real.
I am thankful for Rick's enormous penis. I am thankful for Nick's inability to speak a sentence. I am mostly thankful that all of these people accept the fact that I'm a jackass.
Oh, well.
Aww, then I will love go your next. Jackassness.
You're welcome.
I am thankful that Rory is one of my best friends. And that he is one of the most obnoxious people I've ever met in my life. And I'm happy that Rick is one of my best friends and one of the most fucking puzzling gay dudes I've ever met in my life. But also, I've seen God in the man's eyes. I love fucking Chewbacca, and I'm thankful for his friendship. And I also love that it's been a treat because you go out to work so often, so it's not like we ever get sick of each other or
yeah, well,
you know,
if we were going to get sick of each other, we probably would have done it 15, 20
when
years
we
ago.
Live together in yeah. apartments, so I'm thankful for that.
Awesome.
And I'm thankful for Penny, who's leaving.
Later.
And love you. From my wife, Mikey.
Drive safe.
My wife, Mikey, who makes every day a fucking ball of sunshine, whether I like it or not, and I love it every time. Even when I don't like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Chewy, your turn.
All right. I'm very thankful for having the best family and friends a person could ever ask for. And also...
And Christina and Allison.
That's what I meant by family.
Oh.
But yeah, they're definitely the best.
Then why do you make me call you daddy?
I don't. I never made anybody call me daddy. I'm very thankful for my beautiful wife and my awesome daughter. And also thankful the Raiders are in sole possession of first place for the first time in so fucking long.
I'm thankful for that, too.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good night.
Later.
Ladies. Mikey, what are you thankful for?
What's Rick thankful for? He doesn't count either.
Rick who?
No, Mikey can go.
No, Mikey go, and then we'll have end with Dog Water Dick.
Oh, I made cookies with my mom and my sister last night, and that was really fun. Holiday cookies.
That's really
I'm married, and this is my first Christmas and Thanksgiving being married, and I'm really grateful, and it's better than I ever thought it would be, and I have lots of friends, and Penny's my best friend, and I have awesome bands that I'm playing with, and I love music, and
quite a life.
You.
Penny, what are you thankful for?
Mikey.
Rick, what are you thankful for?
Just like Chewy said, I'm thankful for having the best fucking friends and family anybody could ever have. I'm thankful the fucking that I almost choked to death on the unending flow of music that comes out of this fucking valley.
You're lucky.
It's fucking unbelievable.
You're ground zero for that shit.
Unbelievable. And it never stops. And fucking all of you guys, Nick, you are so fucking amazing. I love you so much. God damn, I'm so happy every time I see all of you. When I have Alzheimer's and I'm old, I'm going to see you guys, and I'm going to remember that just the sight of you makes me fucking happy.
That's and it won't cool. actually be me, but some guys all, what? Yeah, why do you keep calling me?
You're always so stoned. I love you.
Every time I see you. Dude, you haven't seen him in 50 years.
My name's
Steve, dude. But you can call me Nick if you want.
I'm 37. I was born after you were brought into this facility, sir.
Fuck. Rory, you're like my fucking brother, and I love you so much, and I love that fucking night, and I love, like, really intense hugs with you. Like, I feel like a little bit of sexual tension, and I feel like that's it's kind of okay with your girlfriend, you know, that we have that going on.
It's not like you guys are fucking each other.
I love how much you've grown. I love how much you fucking, like, how much better you are at everything, and how we've really discovered, like, the talents that you're amazing at, and it's just fucking, it's really awesome.
Will you tell me what they are one of these days?
Yeah, anything that involves being dramatic and talking too much. You're amazing at. No, but it's a joke, but really, fucking, you're so amazing. And Chewy, you're fucking the funniest motherfucker I've ever known in my life. Dude, you make me laugh so hard all the time.
It's been real nice getting to know you all these years.
I know. Dude, if it wasn't for the stupid show, I wouldn't know you.
Yeah.
Like, you would just be Nick's friend, that guy.
No, well, you know, we probably, being in Reno, we probably are like 1 degree of separation forever. So it's been nice to get to know you. You're a good fucking guy.
Dude, yeah. Funny as shit. Goddamn. Okay, are we thankful enough? Yeah.
I just want to say one overall thanks for the podcast, because yes, it is watching us all become even better friends all this time has been really amazing.
This stupid show has really brought us all together.
I would also like to say that I'm thankful that the three of you took a joke I was making to ridicule you and turn it into something sincere and profound.
You're welcome, Rory.
That I'm left out of the sentiment on. So fuck you. Merry Christmas.
I love you, Rory.
I love you too, Nick.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Don't look me in the eye. Don't look me in the eye.
Faggot.